What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
All right, I think this tweet perfectly summarizes what's happening right now. I think. At least it's a nice little morsel of what's going on, okay?
Hit it.
Dow down 420 points as hedge funds sell core boomer positions to remain solvent after getting blown the fuck out on shorting meme stocks. That's real. That's real. It's down 420 points this morning because of fucking Wall Street bets.
Hats off to the boys.
Hats off to the boys, man. Absolute tendies for everyone, dude.
Tendies all around, man. Congratulations on building the fucking Falcon 9 of hedge fund destroyers. Hey, Elon wishes he could replicate what you guys did in an actual rocket, because that shit is crazy.
He's there, though. He's behind the scenes. He's cheering him on. Do you see that?
Little fucker tweeting about AMC and AMD. Isn't that, like, mad illegal? Like, can he do that?
I don't think he was. He wasn't tweeting about it. He tweeted game stunk, which means he's not liable for anything, I'm pretty sure. But I guess the reason why he was so cheering these people on is because I guess all these hedge funds shorted Tesla, like, hard in the beginning. And it was really difficult for him.
Oh.
And so now he's kind of like, fuck these guys. So I'm going to cheer these.
It's
this
so
whole GME
funny
thing on.
It's so watch Wall Street now demand some kind of like privacy about like options contracts and shit like that. Like, watch them.
Dude, if Robinhood doesn't get, I something's got to happen after this, right? Like, it can't just stay this way. I mean, it's cool, but
what do you mean?
Like, for example, there's, you know, probably a high percentage, a big percentage of everything that's going on with the GME stuff is coming from Robinhood users. That the only reason they're using the app is because they can trade for free, which was what Robinhood's value prop was in the beginning. You don't have to pay a stockbroker and you could just trade for free.
Yeah.
And which opened this world up to casual investors that would never have fucked with the stock market before.
Yep.
I don't know. I just kind of feel like something's going to happen after this, but it's fucking incredible what's going on. We live in an insane time.
Yeah. See, as my friends have put so beautifully, season 21 of America is fucking dope.
It's crazy, man.
Like these first few episodes are crazy.
It really is.
And you know what me and my boy were talking about? He was like, bro, now, he said, watch it waterfall and Wall Street needs another bailout, and then Biden has a tough decision to make. Does he bail out his suits, or does he take care of the people that are all fucked up from the pandemic? Because, you know, the loss could be so big that it's he has to pick. He might not be able to service both.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
I also just think it's the ultimate irony that it's fucking GameStop. Like,
oh, yeah.
Everything comes back to gamers. Everything in the world right now. Gaming is the epicenter of everything in the world. And, I mean, I thought it was
ultimate irony is that it's GameStop stealing everybody's money, because they've been doing that for the fuck ever when they take your shitty game and they sell it for $45 and they gave you one for it.
No, but this is like, they're not stealing money. They're stealing money from the rich and giving it to the poor.
I mean,
Robin Hood at this point.
Yeah. That was the best tweet, I think, this morning, is that Robin Hood is actually Robin Hood. So funny.
God, this whole thing is poetic. It truly is. The best tweet I saw was someone saying that deep fucking value, that guy. So if you don't know what we're talking about, just go on Wall Street Bets and read about GME.
Yeah,
everything
basically
that's happening with GME. Basically, yeah, you want to explain it?
Yeah, basically this dude, what's his username again?
Deep fucking value.
Deep fucking value. So a year ago, he makes this post on Wall Street Bets about how he believes GameStop is oversold. It's a very intense thread. And I've seen threads like this on Wall Street Bets, and I could see you reading it and being like, yeah, there's some good arguments here, but whatever.
And he's basically saying, like, it's the next Blockbuster. It's going to zero. And so, I mean, or at least all these hedge funds think that it is. So they've all shorted it.
Yeah.
And they've taken crazy short positions, but there's not enough of the stock or whatever, right?
Yeah. So he buys options, you know, basically betting that GameStop, in fact, will go positive. And
by the way, we don't really know shit about this. This is honestly to help me learn. Just like repeating what I've been reading.
Yeah,
helps
you know,
me learn. I don't really know shit about the market. I'm not really smart like that. But
well,
this is our stupid explanation.
Yeah, and this is like the most I've gathered. So basically, he basically looks at GameStop and he says, "Nah, man, I think this there's some money to be made here." And if you want to put it simply. So he buys options betting that the value of GameStop stock will increase.
No.
He buys options, you know, on the premise that the value of the stock will increase. That's how he'll make money. So it increases and it gets him up to 54 G's and everyone goes, "Damn, bro. 50K. Good for you."
Yeah.
And then there's like a whole series of drama that takes place after that, where essentially it seems like Wall Street Bets kind of takes note of all these hedge funds betting against GameStop. And then it becomes a thing of like, ah, fuck the system, bro. At least that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, they see all these options contracts and they go, nah, fuck that. Like,
well, basically, they wanted to like short squeeze the mm-hmm. stock, which means that there's way too many people, they think, that shorted it. And if they can run the stock price up a little bit, then the people that shorted it are left scrambling because they have to cover their positions. So they buy the stock again to cover their positions so they don't lose too much money, which runs the price up even more, which squeezes the people that have the short positions even more that haven't covered yet. And the whole thing is just this giant cycle which rockets the stock price up.
Right. And so what's really funny about that is it snowballed to the point of billions. Fucking billions,
well,
bro.
To the point of one of the traditionally best performing hedge funds ever is down like 20 to 30% as of yesterday, and they had to get a bailout
basically $3 billion.
Because they're losing so much money because they had such a big short position on GameStop. And now they might be bankrupt. People don't know. But so what's essentially happened is you have this, and you know, the assets under management of this hedge fund is like $20 billion or something like that, $15 billion. That's just been basically distributed to Wall Street Bets people.
Yeah.
Sort of, right? I don't know. That's my.
I mean, that kid deep fucking value is sitting on what, like close to 30 mil off this
30,
whole thing?
Yeah, I think 30 million now as of today. So he bought options for how much in the beginning?
I thought $7,000. Yeah, like, and I think it was he was going to make 54 grand. He went from 54,000 profit
to 30 million.
To 30 million. $30 million.
And so the best tweet that I saw was someone saying that guy should buy the Miami house owned by the dude who owns Melvin Capital and then open a GameStop on it.
Holy shit, man.
Because basically everyone's like, fuck the system, because, you know, these big hedge fund owners have been doing these same tactics for years and fucking over the average investor just trying to make a living. So now we're doing it to them, basically. And the big squeeze. The short, what was it? The short king squeeze or whatever.
Yeah. Someone tweeted at us, you know, you could actually call this like the short kings.
Yeah.
You know. Bro, watching Jim Cramer, who, you know, he's like an investment, like, you know, he has a show, Fast Money, whatever. Look it up. Watching Jim Cramer, like, sort of like being forced to acknowledge Reddit and watching him talk about it is so funny.
Yeah.
Like, because his audience doesn't use the internet like that. So him having to parse that information.
Yeah.
To his audience, and yeah. he himself doesn't really get it. It's so fucking good.
I love when people refer to it as a forum.
A forum. People, yeah. People,
it's a forum. I mean, I guess it is a forum, but it's so far from yeah. forums, that like actual forums that we used to use. Nah. You remember fucking real forums?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing's organized. It's just a fucking shit show. Every thread is ridiculously just
bloated.
Bloated and about everything. You can't find anything.
You can only read like 9 comments a page.
Yeah.
Everyone's got goofy profile pictures and signature. It's just like email threads. It was really stupid. Yeah. And yeah, Reddit is so far from a forum. I mean, you know, people on forums at least took showers. People yeah. on Reddit, nah, it's just, they're in that hoe.
Eating tendies.
Eating tendies, man. Wall Street Bets is eating tendies tonight. Bro, that's the funniest shit. Deep fucking Value should just post a picture of like dino nuggets, like frozen dino nuggets, like yeah. 100 of them yeah. coming out of the oven and putting them on his fucking $7 million home, you know, in Hawaii, looking out at the water, and he's like, tendy time, boys.
And here's the thing. It's like people on Wall Street Bets are saying it's going, GameStop stock is going to 1,000. It's going to 1,000. We're going to squeeze this thing all the way up, which if that actually happens, this dude's going to have, what, a 10-figure net worth, right? What is 100 million bucks? What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9? But, I mean, imagine that. You go from $70,000 to $100 million. This dude could buy infinite tendies.
Oh, so
many. You
can
go to Chick-fil-A, buy as many nuggets as you want. You can go, and then you go to McDonald's. You can go to just go to Costco, get the biggest bag of frozen tendies you possibly
can. He needs to start a YouTube channel of just draining tendies from various fast food chains. That's all it is. Like, he just pulls up to a Burger King. He's like, y'all got chicken nuggets? They say, yeah. He's like, I want them. They go, okay, how many? He's like, no, I want all of them. How many bags you got? I don't know, like 6. All right, what's the weight on it? Like 25 pounds per? Fry them all. I'm taking them with me.
Yeah, he just turns into a tendy review channel.
Yeah, and he's got like that, like a that $250,000 like 6-wheel Mercedes truck.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah, the Brabus.
Yeah.
Brabus. I don't know how to pronounce that. Brabus.
I've always called it Brabus.
Brabus.
Yeah, I don't know. The Brabus. Because that's what that shit is.
The bang bus?
Yeah. No, it's the bra bus. That dude drives down the street. Like, that's the tendy man. They take out their fucking bras. They're throwing that shit.
It's fucking playing music.
Yeah.
It's like an ice cream truck. It's the tendy man. The tendy man.
And it's just all hot girls. Oh, my God. It's the tendy man.
Throwing chicken nuggets at women.
Nah, man, he fucking he parks in the middle of the street on Melrose, and he slithers out the sunroof with his fucking worm ass, pale ass body, and he reaches down. He's like, "Who wants a tendy?" And he just starts, you know, he's like, "Me," and throwing the bras back at him, and he collect. That's how you pay.
Yeah.
1 bra, 5 tendies.
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be girls. It would just be other Wall Street Bets dudes.
Yeah,
just give me your tendy. And 1 tendy for you. And 1 tendy for you, my brother. 1 tendy,
I want tendy
for you.
Give me tendy.
I want a tendy.
And they're all wearing rocket ship T-shirts. To the moon. To the moon. To the moon. Give me deep, tendy.
Deep fucking value.
Yeah.
We are not worthy.
DFV. 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 To the moon. To the moon.
We were trying to get someone from Wall Street Bets to jump on the podcast and explain this better than we could. Because there's probably a lot we're missing, and we probably fucked up what's really going on. But that's gist of it, and that's as far as I understand it.
All you guys need to know is that some people are rich as fuck today.
Mm-hmm.
Loaded.
And I mean, it's not over. It's still going up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we check? Let me just peep real quick.
It's like, I feel like this is one of those things where the volatility is just out of control. Here we go, Luke. Yeah, 316.
Yes, Luke. That's what 316.
316.
316 bucks. Now it was $4 like months ago. It's up 100% today.
Dude, it was $4 last August.
It's up 14. It's up 8,000%.
Bro,
look at that. Dow Jones down 480 points right now. So this shit is affecting the entire market. I mean, that's the crazy. That's
bro.
Why there's gonna
it
be
has
books
more value,
about this
dude. It has more value than I think Alaska Airlines or some shit.
It was the most traded thing yesterday, more than Tesla, more than anything. Fucking GameStop.
Dude, it's worth more than Alaska Air Group.
Yeah.
Dude, GameStop is worth more than fucking airplanes. That is killing me.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking wild.
Holy shit. What kind of assets do you guys have? We have airplanes. That's cool. We just got a bunch of guys that like chicken tenders behind us. The power of tendies. Oh, man, I was howling at this post directed at Wall Street on Wall Street Bets. I was fucking crying. An open letter to CNBC. Before you spend another day hosting your shill hedge fund buddies to come on the air and demonize Wall Street Bets, I hope you read this. Your contempt for the retail investor, parens, your audience, is palpable, and if you don't get it together, you'll lose an entire new generation of investors. I keep thinking about these funds that are short GME, like your boys at Melvin Capital / your coverage of this subreddit, and I'm getting madder and madder. These funds can manipulate the market via your network, and if they screw up big because they don't even know the basics of portfolio risk 101 and using position sizing, they just get a bailout from their billionaire friends at Citadel. Then they have the nerve to turn us into public enemy number one just because we believe in an underdog company getting a second chance. We don't have billionaires to bail us out when we mess up our portfolio risk and a position goes against us. We can't go on TV and make attempts to manipulate millions to take our side of the trade. If we mess up as bad as they did, we're wiped out, have to start from scratch, and are back to giving hand jobs behind the dumpster at Wendy's. Seriously, motherfuck these people. I sincerely hope they suffer. We want to see the lost porn.
Lost porn?
Dude, if this shit squeezes and all those contracts execute, oh my God, they're going to print that stock, like the chart on a t-shirt.
I can't. It's also, I mean, the part about them believing that an underdog company is going to have a second chance is kind of bullshit, right?
Wait, say again?
He said, just because we believe in an underdog company having a second chance.
Oh,
that
is
horse. No one thinks GameStop is coming back.
It's complete horse. Get the fuck out of here with that. Sorry, I just had to read the whole thing because I thought it was just, it's too funny.
Yeah.
The fucking, I know there was this. He wrote that shit like a scene in Game of Thrones, and it's not that deep, man.
Yeah. Bro, there was another one, too. Wait, there was another one. Hold on. Ahead. I got to find this one. This
dude brought a submarine to a kiddie pool. It's just, you know.
Let me find this one real fast. Hold on.
Go for it.
Can we cut this bit of silence out?
Nah. What do you want me to do?
Here we go.
I can
okay,
talk about
this
anything.
Is it. This is it. This is personal for all of us. That's the title. I've never seen anything like what's happening with GME before, and I don't think I'll ever see anything like this. This is a big moment, a tug of war between tradition and the future. Hedge fund managers live in the past and continue to look down upon the retail investors. They truly believe that we, the average retail investor, don't know anything about finances or the market, which may be true, and we're just gambling our money away. We don't know any better. We need hedge fund managers to tell us what to do. Save us! This is the world they want to live in. This is the past. Remember that scene from The Sopranos where Tony's wife calls to buy 5,000 shares of Webonics after she was manipulated emotionally to do so? Institutions and hedge funds want us to be stuck in that world. They're scared of the future. They're scared because so much information is available for free now. There's no more fees for trading. We have large communities that discuss stocks and trading openly. We can think and make decisions for ourselves, which scares the fuck out of old school institutions and hedge funds. Fuck them all. This affects every single one of you, whether or not you're holding GME.
I mean, this is like, it's kind of dope.
That's what I'm saying. It's something's happening.
Yeah.
Like, it really feels like this is a pivotal point in something, you know, markets or the way.
Bro.
I don't know, you know?
Here's my, okay, if I could reach out to Bizinacci and I could write his next video, this is what it would be.
Okay.
All right. Dude working at Wendy's. He's watching a YouTuber on his lunch break, and they say something about Robin Hood. Trade for free. He goes, ugh, closes it. Goes back to the frying machine. Loads Wendy's chicken tenders in there.
Okay.
He's frying the tendies. And all in his mind, it's just Wall Street Bets and trade for free, Wall Street Bets, trade for free, Wall Street Bets. He goes, argh. Goes home. He's doing research.
Okay.
He's reading about GameStop for several days. Loads up. Then, as he's serving the tendies, dude in a suit comes in, Wall Street guy. He says, make me my chicken tenders, you fucking pussy. Fast forward, Bogdanov is freaking out. Market's crashing. Wojak getting rich. Cashes out. Now the fucking Wall Street guy is working at Wendy's,
yeah,
frying the tendies.
Yeah.
And Tendy Boy pulls up and he goes, make my tenders, you fucking pussy.
Make my Wendy's tendies, you little bitch.
And then Bog comes in and goes, wake him up. And then he wakes up in regular life and he's still working at fucking Wendy's. And none of that shit ever happened.
And he missed the GME options by one day.
Yeah.
I like Wendy's tendies.
Yeah.
Wendy's tendies hit your lips.
There we go. Yeah. Wendy's tendies nuts in your mouth.
Anyways, all right. We've been talking about finance now for 20 minutes.
Why don't we just print more money? That's how you do it. GameStop.
GameStop,
you just print more money. Apparently, we got on that. Apparently it was a bit. We got got.
I know. Someone on Patreon was like, dude, fucking so funny, man, watching Cody get up all in his shit about that, dude. He got got, dude. Whatever. Fuck you. That's my comeback to that. Yeah, I did get got, but fuck you. How's that? All right, let's...
Sorry, I'm just still picturing... He believes he's rich now. Wake him up.
Wake him up.
To the moon. And he wakes up and he was about to press buy. And he just never executed his Schwab contract.
He wakes up and he's driving the Tendy truck. And the Wall
delivering
Street guy,
tendies
the Wall Street guy is the one throwing like making it rain tendies on all the finance guys. And he's just driving the bus like... And they're all the people outside, defucking value. And defucking value is like, drive straighter.
More straight. I can't straight. Angle the tendies into their mouths. Can't angle the tendies.
More tendies, more tendies, more tendies.
What do you think about Gavin Newsom letting us suck and fuck again?
What? Are you talking about
He lifted the ban on LA.
Luke.
That's what he said. He was like, I want Californians to start sucking and fucking again. That's what he said.
I guess I want you all to start getting wet again.
Yeah,
I want everyone to be humping and pumping and getting their dicks sucked and getting sucked off as well. I want everyone to be getting sucked off.
Yeah,
again.
That's what he said. He went on ABC Family and said, hey, everyone, just want to let you know I'm lifting the ban because I need the state to start sucking and fucking again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to start gagging and nothing rhymes with gagging. gagging and dragging.
Dragging these nuts on your face.
Yeah.
We got to start
slurping and glurping.
Nice.
I got none.
Slipping and dipping.
Sticking and flicking. There you go.
There you go. That's a good one.
Need California.
Wait, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say, Luke, do you have, maybe does someone have the Luke Grippy, or no, Matt Grippy video where he said what it's like living in California right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can you Google that and find that somehow?
It's a little talk. A little TikTok.
It's a little TikTok. I think that perfectly summarizes, and I don't really want to do his joke, so it'd be better if he did it.
We need everyone to start eating and beating.
That's actually a good one.
We need everyone.
Although we're not probably not beating in public, you know.
Nah, but you know, what else does a dinner lead to? Eating and beating, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Bro, I stopped by the window in Venice the other day. Yesterday.
Yeah, that place rules.
Yeah, I stopped by. I saw a Tinder couple. You could tell.
You always can.
Yeah, but you could tell that they were like waiting to do this, and they were hosing that food. I knew they were going straight to the fuck. Like how fast they were eating and communicating.
Yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, it's great weather, right? Yeah, oh my god, such great weather. You like cats? I love cats.
Yeah, you know, one of them picked a place. Like the window is right by where one of them lives. You know.
Yeah.
For when the other one goes, okay, well, what do we do now? I live right here.
Yeah.
We could go up right there. I mean, I got a couch and stuff.
They were locked in. Like, they didn't stop looking at each other while eating a burger. That's how I knew they wanted to fuck so bad. It's like,
Really they're eating the burger, they're both licking the burger. Yeah. Before they take a bite, looking at each other's eyes.
Oh, man.
Man, this thing's good.
She took five fries, dipped them in that house sauce, and was just like painting her lips, teeth,
sucking the sauce off the fries and then dipping them back in. I love this house sauce made by that house. It's like they make it there, you know? Homemade sauce. Love a homemade sauce.
I'm certain she gagged eating some of that food on purpose. So, hi, I'm Stacy. Want to see something cool? Yeah, totally. No gag reflex.
She takes her drink and just all the way down the straw. This Sprite's
watch this.
So bubbly. Shout out to the window, though, man. That place has the best burgers for like $2. Like, it's absurd how cheap that place is, and they haven't raised prices for 2 years now.
It was so good.
The window in Venice. Check that place out.
Yeah, if you're ever in LA. Because, you know, California's back, baby.
We're back.
Sucking, fucking, eating, beating. We're doing it all, man. We're back on.
Yeah. We're outside, but we're staying inside. But outside, we're masks, but we're inside. But we're going out, but we're in, you know?
There's actually a Cameron. I should dig up that line by Cameron. It's like a famous. Hold on. Let me find this bar. This shit. This line. God damn it.
What is it? All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Los Angeles has become the epicenter of this horrible disease. But if we work together with my new plan, we can make sure it doesn't get worse. So that's why I'm calling on you. To stay home if you want to. It's good if you stay home, but you should go out. But you should support local businesses, but safely at home unless you want to go. And if you go to the mall, don't. But you can, but you shouldn't, but you won't. But if you work at the mall, go there. It's open. You're still in business, but no one's there because they should stay at home because they're here. They're staying and they're out. And if you're out, go home. But if you're here, wear a mask when you're out. But don't go out. Stay inside. There's parking tickets now. Move your car because the street's sweeping. But you shouldn't be on the streets because you're at home if you want to. And restaurants are closed, but you can't go to them. But you should stay inside. But go out.
Thanks for
That's
doing
so good.
Part.
That's so good. That is exactly what it's like, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Everyone stay home, but by the way, we can suck a fuck. We can suck and fuck again.
We can suck a fuck again.
The stay at home is lifted, but stay at home. Get lifted at home. Because I'm lifting the stay at home order. So you should suck and fuck at home, but you can also go out because there's no stay at home order anymore. Sorry. Check my Apple Watch.
I'm just thinking about the sucking and fucking just carrying way too deep, like ABC 7.
This just in, Gavin Newsom wants the state to start sucking and fucking again. We have Fiona out there on out in the field to tell us more. Yes, hi, Dave. Yes, everyone is out here sucking and fucking. But it seems as though nothing has changed. The amount of sucking and fucking is as it was right before the pandemic. Then someone runs right up to the mic. Ah, we're sucking and fucking again!
We're
yeah!
sucking! Yo! Feels good to suck and fuck again! Let's go! I'm getting sucked off!
They cut to someone in Moreno Valley. I mean, we've been sucking and fucking the whole time. You know, we don't need the governor to tell us when to suck and fuck. We've been sucking and fucking the whole time.
Residents down here in LA are saying they have been sucking and fucking, but sucking and fucking in public is making it a lot easier on them.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I can suck and fuck again in public. It's just been it's just been so stressful to do it in the house and with the kids. Now I can just go out and suck and fuck anywhere I want, and it just makes it easier. I feel like life is back. I feel like everything's back to normal again.
Thanks, Paul. As you can see here, I'm standing in front of a group of people who are sucking and fucking in a parking lot. And I believe there's actually a couple people slurping and derping as well, and I see some people flipping and dipping.
If there's anything we've learned about California, it's that it's never too dry to be wet. Oh, that's nice. That's nice, Fiona. Thank you so much. I'm going to text my wife after this segment and see if I get a little sucking and fucking.
Maybe she'll come to the office. You can do it in the green room.
Oh, that's
Next
a bad
up,
joke.
This raccoon can talk.
Next up, a raccoon knows how to juggle.
Yeah, so people are sucking and fucking in LA now. Oh, fucking
sucking?
Sucking. People are getting sucked off. It feels good to get sucked off in public
sucked
now.
Off.
Again.
Suck me off. I just want to get sucked off.
People are sucking off and they're fucking off. So what's the deal with the Logan Paul fight? Canceled? Postponed? What's?
Yeah, that thing just sucked.
I didn't say much about that.
That thing didn't fuck at all. It just sucked. That's our new segment. Suck or fuck?
So where did you read that? That was just a random... What was that on?
It's just like all over Instagram that's been postponed. I mean, it seems like it. Like the promo was kind of quiet on it. Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
I mean,
here it is right here. Yeah. Reports are the Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul fight has been postponed due to an odd lack of interest.
I mean, it's kind of like, I honestly feel it's not surprising because I think for no boxing fan is excited about Paul Brothers. Yeah. I think most boxing fans look at Paul Brothers like, oh, they're just YouTubers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it was... So, I think it was too weird.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't like a circus match where, let's say Logan was a guy who was like a freak athlete who just happened to be on YouTube. I think people would go, oh, that would be crazy. I'd be down. You know what I mean? Because I think it would be from the angle of competition.
Yeah.
But because Logan is primarily an entertainer, it's just that Jose Canseco shit, and I think people are like, nah, fuck this fool.
And I think it just didn't make sense enough. It was too weird. It was like people are like, what's gonna happen? So much so that they lose interest.
I think
it's
that
like, it's gonna be. It's like I'm not even gonna tune in. It's just gonna be weird.
Yeah,
you know.
And I also feel it's. I think Jake actually may have tipped the scale a little bit in terms of people willing to pay to see that kind of entertainment now.
Yeah,
because like with KSI and Logan, it's like their fans want to see them go at it. Which
yeah,
is
and they're like equal. Like they both started at the same time. It was like they're starting from an even playing field.
Yeah.
With this one, it's like just weird. It's like, what the fuck's gonna happen?
Mm-hmm. I think it's just a big spit in the face, and that pay-per-view structure. I think that put people off. Like they looked at that, they're like, they're gonna make me pay double because I didn't buy it now. These guys can go fuck themselves.
Oh right, I forgot about the
I think that was the biggest pre-order spit in the face. Shit. Yeah, it was such a brazen like, fuck you, man.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, Jake Paul's gonna fight Ben Askren, the dude who got kneed by Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, I saw that too.
It's annoying because Ben Askren has like no stand up at all. His stand up is garbage.
Oh.
Complete trash. And it's totally possible for Jake to win this. That's why he's taking the fight. And if he does, he's going to be ultra annoying.
God damn. Whatever. Connor stop talking about it.
Connor looked not great this weekend.
Oh, I know. Wait, we haven't talked about that, right? That was on Saturday?
No, yeah, it was Saturday.
Damn, dude. I'm fucking...
I know.
Crazy how slow time goes when you're sober. It's like... it's like the days are so long, and the but it's good. It's a good thing. I like it.
Because you can remember it all. That's the part.
Well, it's not as much that it's like as I get older, time goes faster, and so it's nice to slow down and look.
Yeah.
And, you know, things are just, like, that seems like forever ago. But, yeah. Saturday, Connor fought and got his ass beat.
I mean,
I felt so sad. Like, I don't know, seeing him get that boink and then falling down. And then just that face he makes. You know that, not him particularly, but, you know, anyone when they're getting knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
When he wakes up and he comes to and he realizes what just happened. It's like, ugh, you got to feel sad for anyone in that situation. It's like. Especially for him, where his whole he's worth like $50 million. I shouldn't feel too bad for him. But his whole fucking brand, his whole empire is you know, rooted in the fact that he's like overconfident, and that's his image. And so then to see him just get rocked and be on the ground, like just that face is sad and defeated. It's just like, ugh.
I mean, bro, there's a couple things you could point out, right? And this is all kind of like ethereal shit. I mean, I kind of agree with Chael Sonnen. He said, you know, Connor looked slower, and I agree with that. I don't think he looked as lightning fast as he used to look. You know, that's what made his Jose Aldo knockout special. That's what made a lot of his other shit really special. Was he was quick, you know, pow, really really fast, whatever. Or like fast strikes and fast movement. You know, I won't go on too long about this, but it's not surprising. I mean, you know, the dude took off so much time. He's rich as fuck. And that whole, like, nice guy shit going into it, I think that was a cover, man. I think he was shitting bricks. When he walked in that ring, dude, I knew he was bad. He walked in the ring, and he did one of these. He went, that was, like, that anxiety breath. Like, oh, boy, here we go.
Like, yeah, I said the same thing to Kelsey. I was like, when he was walking towards the ring, I was like, he looks nervous as fuck.
Mm-hmm. 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 It was not like that, you know, look at prior Connor. Even Connor with, like, you know, Khabib still. He was like, I'm going to fucking kill this dude. Even Donald Cerrone.
Yeah.
He had a certain level of confidence. He's like, I'm going to murder this guy.
Yeah.
And Dustin, he's like, oh, he's a great competitor. I would love to go a 5-round war with Dustin. But he's like, you know, he's playing nice and all this shit because he knows. Dustin's one of the most accurate dudes in the game. Dustin has lost to him before, so Dustin can only gain. Like, Connor should have just gone the wrestling route. He should have just fought cans. He should have ducked fights, made people talk about him, been like, I don't need to fight Dustin. I beat him once. Yeah. I'll beat him again. You know, fucking prey on people getting angry and shit. Now?
It's, yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say, it's crazy that you know, Dustin beat Connor, but if he really wants the belt, if he really wants the title, he's got to fight Jake Paul.
Yeah, he definitely has to fight Jake Paul. Yeah.
And that's just wild. I mean, that's the thing about fighting is, yeah, you know, it's just crazy.
The one thing I will say is Jake being that fucking, first of all, that video of Jake calling out Connor, he's like, I got $10,000 for you, cash.
I know.
Cringe, dude. I was crying, laughing. I was like, you look like a nut, bro. Like, you have millions of dollars, but somehow you look like you've been living on an island by yourself. Like, you look fresh off a Survivor. Like, that's how you look. Like, it just didn't match for me. With his tiny ass teeth.
You know, I know. You know what that is to me? It's like the equivalent of someone sitting watching TV really loud. Like, Connor's inside his house watching TV really loud, and Jake is outside screaming into the house. Yeah. But Connor just can't hear him because he's watching TV and he's really comfortable. And he's watching something he really enjoys, you know? And Jake's out there like, dude, you fucking lost, dude. You lost. Like, he's just screaming into a void. No one's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
He's like roasting someone who's never going to see it.
Here's the thing I'll say, though, with like, what's funny is Jake got on the Ariel Helwani show and he was like, boxing is an art. MMA is a brawl. And I was just dying. Some dude was like, this is shit people said in the 90s. Like, Jake has gone full shill for boxing. It's hilarious. Like, he all of a sudden he's like against MMA and he's like trying to sell it that boxing is like, you know, he's such like a fucking,
he's gonna be the, well, he'll save boxing.
He'll save boxing.
He'll
sure.
save it.
Sorry, I agree with what you're saying. I think it's funny. Like, if they did box, Connor would wash him. I think no question he'd wash him.
Well, that's the thing. It's like so far from ever happening, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. These guys keep blowing up people's expectations, so I don't know.
We'll see what's up with Ben Askren. You know, we'll see how that fight goes. Wait, yeah. One other thing I want to say real quick is,
yeah.
I think there's like a deeper thing about the Dustin Connor fight, which I think is great.
What?
And Chael brought this up as well, but I can safely say I formed this opinion on my own as well. But it's that you can get in the gym, you can train, you can do all that hard work. You can do it. But if you're not regularly doing that shit, like, for competition, then it's just not the same.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
like, that fighter mindset, you have to have like a screw loose to be in that in that zone.
Okay.
And if you're just sort of casually like 100 millionaire, just like, yeah, I used to fight. I knocked a couple guys out in the last couple of years. I fight, man. I'm a good fighter. It's not the same as a dude who's like, yeah, I've got like a, you know, a fucking sprained rotator cuff and my ankle's bad and
yeah.
my right hand nerve is fucked up, but I'm still showing up every day and I'm training, because that shit translates, because that whole training camp, like, I need to murder this guy so I can pay for all the training I just did my fucking mortgage.
That's,
you know?
That's why Khabib is so scary, because you can tell he just truly does not give a shit about the money or even winning or losing. It's all about honor. It's like,
yeah,
it's all it is. It's like, I'll fucking kill you for the honor for my family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's fucking scary. That's the motive right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, imagine...
But it's like... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, like, imagine, you know, how hard Connor was shitting himself. I think no one will ever acknowledge that. None of his fans will acknowledge that. Connor talked all that shit, and then when they locked in, he had to stand on the other side of the cage with that fool who's like, you died today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to be beaten to the point where you go, it's just business. Please don't kill me.
Yeah.
Everyone should have known from that moment, this fool's a fucking, come on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, anyways, I
just bought my Jake Paul merch, fight merch, and I'm really excited to train in it. So, you know, that's just.
Well, yeah, because boxing's back.
Boxing's super back.
Yeah. Yeah. You're boxing not for fun. You're boxing for to like make something. Like you're it's an investment.
Yeah, because I'm definitely going to fight.
That's what I'm saying. Boxing is coming back, and so this is an investment in the future of boxing. And
Ryan's Toys, the kids on the Fine Bros React channel.
Okay.
Who else? Jojo Siwa.
Yeah. Okay.
And anyone 9 years old and or 9 to 4, Jojo Siwa was like a teenager, but
yeah,
she's actually like a full adult, but maybe not her because she's kind of athletic. So, you know, any like 9 to 12 year old, that's who I'm gunning for in 2022.
Yeah. I'll box anyone on the trending page.
Yourself?
Yeah. What do you mean? What does that mean? Like, I can box.
Oh, so you'll box any, like, you'll Bryce Hall, Noah Beck,
okay, well, Addison. Maybe not them.
Why? You scared?
They're on fucking steroids, dude. We confirm that.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they know how to punch or move.
They can still beat my ass, probably.
No.
Yeah, wait till I get my Peloton, bitch. Wait till I'm putting in hours on the Peloton.
I'm strictly speaking about
then
boxing.
Then it's fucking game on.
Yeah. No, in a street fight, they'd wash us easily.
Yeah.
Palm our heads and ram it into a trash can.
We're just running it.
Yeah. Full speed. Full speed. Yeah.
I got to bring this up because I got roasted last episode for not knowing what an accountant was.
Oh.
I got roasted.
Fucking idiot.
So it's not. I found out it's not an actual accountant. Yeah, that's a word for sex worker.
Oh.
I'm an idiot.
Oh, it is? What? I didn't know that.
What? Actually?
No.
So we both... Yeah, people are roasting us, man. They're like,
that's some new school shit.
Cute. They don't know what that word means. But that's what it means. And I guess also...
All right, bitch, and you guys don't know what a red tree, black tree is, so fuck off. Like,
yeah, exactly.
There are things
you don't
know.
Get versed on comp sci, bitch.
Yeah, you don't fucking... Okay. Don't get all fucking... Oh, that's so cute. You don't know what accountant is. Fucking tell us about your options strategy and your fucking short selling strategies and trading. Oh, that's right. You can't. You don't know shit about it. Sorry, we're just always chilling with our Wall Street bros on fucking Tendy Lane. And accountant to us means getting the bag.
Yeah, what's the best brand of Tendies, huh? What's the best brand?
Yeah, you don't fucking know.
You don't know. Because you haven't eaten them.
Yeah, you haven't eaten them like we have. You haven't analyzed them like we have. So they're going to be condescending about us not knowing this, you know, this new term.
And we also got roasted because we didn't know that bimbo TikTok was a thriving genre. And also the fact that we didn't know bimbo was like a term that was like reclaimed as like a powerful female term.
So what you're saying is we have crossover with the bimbo community.
Yes, I guess so. I think we're bimbos.
Shout out bimbo community. Shout out bimbo accountant community.
Can we? So Luke prepared. Luke and Kyle prepared some bimbo TikToks to educate us.
Yeah.
So I thought we can take a look at a couple of those.
I dig that.
Can we play some?
Homemade baby gravy.
Hi, I'm an accountant, and I needed to take a bodily fluid that I could not produce today. So I fabricated a way on how to make it as realistic as possible. You're going to need something to mix in, personal lubricant, conditioner, some water, and some sort of item to stir it. All right, so I put...
This is exactly how it's made as well.
...of the lube in there, and then like one...
Is she making cum?
...two squirts of conditioner.
Baby gravy.
In there, and what you're gonna do is you're gonna take it and you're gonna mix it up, and it already is like immediately starting to look like
man, I don't know why that,
that water that you're gonna add is going to be
that made me want to vomit. I don't know
so
why.
Add the water.
Say goodbye to ads on this video on this episode. Oh wow, holy fuck!
Have fun.
Okay, so no. That was an accountant TikTok, not a bimbo one.
That's a. I mean, based on that, that's kind of like, I don't know. That's like practical effects.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point. Yeah.
That if anything, you guys should start to reclaim some other terms. Hi, practical effects artist here, Lady Whale Shark. I'm going to teach you a little bit how to make baby gravy.
That didn't cum, though.
No, but
it was impressive.
No, but I've heard that that's like a thing in porn already. Like a lot of the money shots are like they're fake.
Oh, okay.
Because more often than not, it's like really, it's hard. It's hard to get a perfect money shot. So that's why
that was good.
Some porn stars tweeting about that like years ago. It was basically like, oh yeah, the dick is either like framed out, you know, or like it, like, you know, they'll pour it on and then the dick comes in and, you know, dude's got a little bit in his hand and he's like, oh, dude,
I'm picturing one of those TikToks of the dudes getting blasted by like condiments their friends wake them up like cum. It's a money shot where they just get blasted by 3 liters of cum.
Bro, that account, no, we have to shout out that account. These are the funniest dudes on earth, man. Hold on. What is it? Oh, hold on, let me find these boys. Fucking kids. PHUCKING kids. Let me pull up one of my favorite ones. Dog. Fucking yo, this one. This one. Luke, throw this bitch on the screen. If you're listening on audio, pause, and you gotta come to this right now, because this is the funniest thing. I don't know how we haven't brought this up. This shit had me screaming, man. I don't think
I just see a thumbnail. I'm already so excited for this. This is my favorite brand of TikTok right now. Play it.
Yo, bro.
Yeah, but I think, dude, the first one is the best.
All right, okay, let me get that one.
Do you have that one?
No, if you go to the page. Yeah. Get the
payback time.
Fucking straws, man. Yeah, scroll down.
You see the one? What was the one that somebody sent today of the dude spraying the guy sleeping with water, and then someone throws a metal trash bin and it hits him in the face right as he gets up? It's such a great like little cherry on top. It's like, gung!
Wait, hold on. Scroll. It's like he's like lying down. He's like in a lazy boy. Hold up, it's coming. It's dude, coming.
How is the,
right there? There,
this,
there,
this
there,
is
there.
The one. This is the one. Yeah. This is the best one.
Yo, the way he's shaking that yo, click into this shit. Get it from the top.
Oh, the fact that it's on New Year's and they started with champagne. Oh. So like the second he woke up, it probably felt like normal, and then it just doused him. Guys, if you're still listening on audio, it's like this guy gets covered. He's sleeping on a couch, and they wake him up by covering him in literally like every single condiment and like liters and liters, bro, of this shit. It's like fucking heavy.
They cover him with chili, like lettuce.
The guy comes in at the end with a bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's and just like right like an inch away from his face. And ramen. There's a bunch of ramen too.
Oh my god, man, my face hurts.
How long would it fucking take to clean that up?
Bro, that shit must have stunk. He came out of that looking like a ghillie suit, just like covered in that shit,
oh,
man.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I did not know how we not talk about fucking kids. The first one we played, when the pasta hits, like, he's like, bro, and then it's just a pasta going, and then that's just it.
Fuck, it's so funny.
What's the trash can one? I gotta see this trash can one.
I don't know who sent it where. It was in one of my other threads, maybe.
Whatever.
I don't know where to find it.
You gotta get this off the screen, because I'm about to laugh like uncontrollably. Yeah, did you see the mixture on one of those? They're like, what do you put in it? It's like glitter, paint, pasta noodles. It's like a fucking, like, fucking five-year-old arts and crafts table just in a bucket with fucking milk
so
and other shit, man.
That's the beautiful thing about comedy, man. You can try to be as funny as you want, as witty as you want. You could write jokes for a year. You'll never be as funny as spraying ketchup on somebody's sleeve. It's the funniest thing in the world, besides farting.
Dog, I just, like, can you imagine that mixture in a fucking, like, a Gatorade? You know, the fucking, you know, the post-game bin that they always dump on a coach? Can you imagine it in a coach? This pasta sauce, ketchup, lettuce. He's like, what the fuck? We won! Anyway, when should we do this McDonald's Sprite?
Let's do it in the bonus, or should we do it now?
Speaking of food. Yeah, we got some McDonald's Sprite. We're going
to
order.
We got Postmated McDonald's Sprite to do a little taste test because I've never had it before. So I wanted to experience the spiciness.
Yeah.
On live podcast.
It is. Like, it's not even like spicy. It's just like.
I can't wait. But it's been sitting in the fridge for an hour. Do you think that fucks it up?
It might. Because
the ice maybe melted a little bit.
We'll see. It should still be corrosive. Like, you should still get an element of like.
Show us one bimbo TikTok before we end, and then we'll switch to the bonus. And
yeah, a practical do the effects taste artist test. TikTok.
Oh, also, we have, oh my God, fucking, I'm so pumped to watch this Sigma Male video.
Oh, yeah, damn it.
Hold on, what's it called? Sigma Male, was it? Where the fuck was that? Yeah, Sigma Male, something like that. I don't know. It's some new type of male. Yeah, Sigma Male. Not beta, not alpha. We're going to watch that in the bonus, too. So,
what
tune in.
What is a bimbo? These are multiple questions that I have been getting from millennials. Who is the Gen Z bimbo? A bimbo isn't dumb. I mean, she kind of is, but she isn't that dumb. She's actually a radical leftist who's pro-sex work, pro-Black Lives Matter, pro-LGBTQ, pro-choice, and will always be there for her girls, gays, and nays.
If you're homophobic, I'll castrate you.
Listen, this is an inclusive organization. There's bimbos, thembos, himbos. I don't do this for the misogynistic male gaze. I do it for my gaze. And damn, my tits look good. It's about emotional intelligence at the end of the day. And remember, we always step on Trump supporters.
Hey, is that a Trump supporter? Ew!
Who is a bimbo?
I get
caught
it.
Up.
I get it. I'm caught up now. We're caught up. Who is the Gen Z bimbo? There you go.
Answered.
Answered. Bimbo meant something different.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Bimbo was like...
It was like Pamela Anderson, right? That was a bimbo.
Yeah, it was like sort of like ditzy and, you know. It was a mean-ass word back in the day.
Yeah.
Fucking bimbo.
Okay, well, now we know. Interesting. And we know what an accountant is now, too. We're versed.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to feel totally cool scrolling through TikTok today.
I'm going to get on TikTok right now and be like, hi, guys, I'm an accountant. Say nothing else.
And then wink.
DM me if you'd like to buy drugs and then hold out my wire.
OnlyFans in bio.
And it's a Google form asking you to fill out all the times you've done drugs and your social security number. Hey, guys, we are not the feds. We are accountants.
We are accountants.
You know what? I'm just going to throw this TikTok in the hat before I delete it. You know, I've been watching the challenge a ton, and I mainly posted this because, you know, it's too good. It's an easy way to link. So I'm watching the challenge last night. It's an older season. It's a good season. Let's just end it on this.
Okay.
This is the craziest shit. No, we've seen this before, but this one feels aggressive.
The Brits are enemies, but I say take a shot at Jen. She's just a physical specimen.
What was she doing?
So I don't know. That's the best part. In what context would you need to show that skill off? You know what I mean?
I thought that was a challenge. Was she just doing that?
She was just doing that in the house. She's a physical specimen.
Hold on, I gotta show you this American Idol TikTok. Did you see it?
This is the TikTok hour.
Did you see it? Oh my god, I know. But it's the end of the episode. We can share. We can share some funny moments that we've seen online. Dude, this one is so absurd. Maybe I'll just describe it. I'm trying to get Kelsey to send me the link, but it's like this girl like auditions for them, like in the beginning when they're in that like small audition room.
Yeah.
And she auditions and she gets it. Like the TikTok starts and Simon, I think, or Paula is like, "You're through. You got it." And she's like, "Oh my god, can I?" And like Paula gets up to give her a hug, and the girl comes forward and she's like about to hug Paula, and Paula goes like this and kisses her on the lips. And the girl's like, "Oh my god, I can't believe I just kissed Paula." And then she goes, "Can I give Simon one too?" And Simon's like, "Are we allowed?" And he like looks at the producers like and he's like, "All right." And he kisses her on the lips. Like on the fucking lips, dude. And then she goes, "Oh." And then Randy goes, "Save the best for last."
No.
And she walks over to Randy and they kiss on the fucking lips.
What?
It's one of the most insane clips I've ever seen from primetime television, dude.
Is that a fucking orgy on ABC Family?
Dude, the way that Simon looks and goes, "Are we allowed?" Made me want to shit myself, man. "Are we allowed?" Ew!
Man, I'm looking this up now. American Idol. What the hell?
Look, yeah, American Idol kissing scene or something. We gotta finish on
There's
by
one
watching
of
this.
Katy Perry kissing somebody. This is wild, bro.
No, this isn't it. God damn it, it's so fucking funny.
That clip is definitely scrubbed from the internet.
It's gotta be.
You know, all their agents hit them up one day and was like, "Yeah, so you guys familiar with Twitter?" They're like, sort of. "Yeah, there's a clip going around of you guys kissing a contestant." Like, "We've never done that." And then they show the clips like, "Oh, wow, we did that."
I gotta find it. It's basically like, it's the TikTok of this girl that in her bed watching it, right? It's like the TikTok is her filming the screen. But that's probably the only way you can find this is by going through all the old seasons on DVD and watching them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been scrubbed from the internet.
Yeah. Could you imagine each of them too? Paula being like, "Well, I didn't do it." "Oh, wow, I did do it." Simon's like, "I didn't do it." "Oh, wow, me and Paula did it." And then they get to Randy and Randy goes, "Oh, yeah.
I knew I did that."
Yeah, we did that.
I gotta find it. Hold on.
That shit was gross. I don't know why we did that. That was gross.
All right, that's it. We can't find it. Fucking hell. Maybe we'll get it for next time.
Nice, man. All right. So, everybody, empty your life savings into GameStop. No, I'm joking. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, bro. All right. We'll see y'all on the bonus.
Yeah, we'll see you guys all on the bonus.
Sigma
Love
male
you.
Fucking and, video, whatever the hell that shit is.
Yeah. Patreon.com/TinyMeatGang. Sigma right. Males. Bye, guys.
Peace.